There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, oh, jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Yeah, frankly, I can't believe some of the things that I hear on the news. I just heard on the top of the hour news that fracking has not caused widespread contamination to the drinking water supply. Okay. That's like saying the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki during World War II did not cause widespread damage. No, you know, actually, if you were in Nebraska, you probably didn't experience damage from the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But if you were near Nagasaki and Hiroshima, or if you were there, you were probably vaporized. Yeah, so you need to listen to the words that they use. Didn't cause widespread. Okay, in terms of the galaxy, no, it was local. But if it was in your neighborhood, it was really serious. Fracking? How could that not damage the water supply? How could it not? Think about that. Jeez. Well, we're going to talk about some more damage. For the next hour, Katie Singer and I are going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation. Katie Singer has been on every Friday with us in the month of May, and this is 105 in the series. Welcome, Katie Singer.
Good morning, Vincent. I'm totally with you with your question that something's not making sense if people are determining, like rational people, or I don't even know what the adjective would be for describing these people who can determine that fracking does not affect drinking water. I guess it's what you noticed, that key word, widespread.
Yeah, and you know, the reason I mentioned that, Katie, is because the cellular communications industry can say that, you know, the amount of electromagnetic radiation from cell phones is minimal. Yeah, compared to the sun, yeah, it is. But when you stick it right next to your head, it's significant. And if you and you can't put the sun next to your head, it's 93 million miles away. And if you were, you'd be vaporized. But the point is, we have to be cognizant of the words that these thugs use. They are lying to us. And just an example of this is just me walking around our kitchen and finding how much electromagnetic radiation is in our kitchen. And Katie, you know that, you know, as soon as I had this tri-field meter for years, and I knew there was electromagnetic radiation, and I tried to keep it to the minimum, but until I took that meter and put it up against devices in the kitchen, that's the moment I realized how bad it really is. And
these were not fancy things that nobody else has in their kitchens. They weren't.
Oh, no.
They were common things that you have in your kitchen?
Right. Well, okay, let me give you an example, Katie. When I was building this house, you know, I'm kind of some people may say frugal. I would think I'm very efficient with the spending of hard-earned funds. So when I looked at, I wanted to have an exhaust fan for the kitchen because, you know, sometimes when you cook, things get burned and, you know, then what do you do? So wouldn't it be nice to just have a fan while you're cooking to vent those fumes, if you will, out. And I wanted to have a gas stove instead of an electric stove because I knew I was going to go to solar at some point. And I knew that if the power went down anyway, I could still, you know, help Mrs. Finelli prepare meals with a propane stove. All I'd have to do is light it with a match. Simple as that. Well, I found out that I could buy a range hood with a fan that would vent outside for a lot more money than I could buy a scratched and dented microwave oven range hood combo that would do the same thing, but also have this microwave. Now, I wasn't interested in the microwave, but I was interested in the fan. So that's what I got. And, you know, it works fine. But the amount of electromagnetic radiation that that thing just produces just by sitting idle waiting for me to say, okay, fan, it's time to turn on, or okay, it's time to turn on the light over the cooking area on the stove, it's producing a lot of electromagnetic radiation just sitting there waiting.
Can I say this in my kindergarten understanding? Just by having that microwave oven plugged in, it's emitting electromagnetic radiation.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So what's the answer to that? Well, that's simple. I have to have an on-off switch, or that thing's got to go. The problem with a lot of these appliances today, and let's compare a range hood of, let's say, 30 years ago with a range hood of today. A range hood of 30 years ago might have, and I'm talking about something that would grab those vapors and send them outside the kitchen wall, you know, to the outside. Well, the 30-year-ago model would have a switch that would say off, low, medium, high. And that fan would be off or would be on low, medium, or high. And then there would be another little switch that would turn the light on.
Okay, so wait, I want to come cooking. In here from kindergarten again.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's off but plugged in, mm-hmm. in the old model, that mm-hmm. meant it was not drawing any electric current, correct?
Absolutely correct. The light
would be off.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you plug in a microwave oven or an oven of any kind and it's turned off but it's plugged in, are you saying then it is drawing current?
Many of them are. Many of them that have these infinitely variable knobs, like a knob that you can keep turning around and around and around and around, that control, that are the input for a computer, then controls the
you're
fan
saying a variable
and the light.
Speed, a variable mm. speed motor, or
right.
like on a, say, on a dimmer switch, a knob where you can turn it, or on a blender where you can... You turn it to say, no, I want it to go to a lower speed or a higher speed, and you turn it instead of click, click, clicking to different stations.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
And those, the computer-controlled ones, the ones that have these little displays and bar graphs, those are the ones I'm concerned about the most. So what do we do? Well, I can either, you know, get on Craigslist and look for someone who wants to discard their old model, and it's probably dinged and dented and, you know, covered with grease, and I'd have to degrease it and maybe spray paint it. Or what I can do is just put an on-off switch on our microwave oven range hood combination. And what I'm talking about is, you know, this microwave range hood combination has a power plug. It's a grounded power plug. And what I can do is cut a hole in the wall, add an on-off switch that would control that device. So if I want to use the light for the range hood, I turn on the wall switch. Or if I want to use the microwave oven, I turn on the wall switch. Or if I want, and I don't want to use the microwave oven, but if I want to use the fan for it, I turn on the light switch. Other than that, I turn the switch off. So what does that cost? Well, because I can do that myself, the switch is about maybe 35 to 40 cents. The box, I have probably a bunch of them left, maybe 80 of those left. So that would probably be about 20 cents, 30 cents into the electrical box and then some wire. So for less than $10, I can do the whole job. But
okay,
if I have
wait,
to call an electrician in...
Kindergartner comes in, and besides being a kindergartner, I am a renter. I don't own the house I live in. Mm. And it came with an oven that's got this digital display on it, and the digital display emits really significant magnetic fields. It's right in front of the right front of the oven and the burners. Mm-hmm. So if I'm standing there, I'm going to get, you know, perfect, you know, like 2 inches or less from this emission of magnetic fields. So what we did was install a power strip. I think that cost us $10. And we plugged the whole oven into the power strip, and I keep that off unless I use the oven, which might happen twice a week. And so, okay, then I'm out of the kitchen for the baking. But otherwise, I have Striker lighters, and I light the burners with the Striker lighters. So those cost me maybe $2 every few months. I suppose I could.
Yeah, what a great way to go, right?
Use matches. Yeah. Well,
now you could do it. You could do it for less with a match. However, you know, the matches, you know, have a lot of smoke and smell, and you know, it's not all that great. But I think you're doing the right thing.
I
Katie,
have
we've
to
got.
Say, we have to break. But
we've got a caller.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So one thing that's really interesting, because I'm really interested, as I've shared, in reducing, and certainly spending money is not on the top of my list, you know, things I want to do. Mm-hmm. But if I want to protect my health and reduce energy use and reduce emissions of electromagnetic radiation from the appliances and my exposure, then, yeah, I am going to be spending a little bit of money in that process.
Katie, you know, one of our faculty, senior faculty, is Dr. Norman Shealy. And I don't know any other medical doctor who would say, Katie, Vincent, tell you what, unplug that darn microwave. If you're going to have that thing in the house, make sure you unplug it. I don't know any medical doctor who would say anything like that, but I'm sure he would. He would say, get rid of it. Okay?
In my case,
I'm trying to figure out what the best way to have those fumes exhausted out of the house. And for now, it's a little difficult. I can retrofit it, but now it means changing the cabinets and modifying the cabinets, because a microwave oven is a much taller appliance than just a range hood. So I'd either have to fabricate a range hood or have an on-off switch for the microwave oven range hood. Robert, we'll be with you in just a minute when we come back from these few short commercial announcements.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Katie Singer's with us, and her book, An Electronic Silent Spring, it's available at Amazon.com. Katie Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R. You know, I suggest you consider getting a copy of this for your friends, family, and loved ones. If you read this, you'll probably consider doing what I did, and that's throw your cell phone overboard. Class, seriously. I was talking to John Stattmiller yesterday, and I told him it's absolutely... He's a network owner. He carries this broadcast 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. I told him that I got rid of the cell phone, and it's like the greatest thing. And, you know, to many people, it's like, how could you do that? How could you be on the air, have a job, you know, be a farmer, and, you know, not have a cell phone? Well, I'm telling you, you can do it, and it's awesome. Katie doesn't have one. I don't have one. And so let's start right there, and let's build a wave of people who have dumped their cell phones. Katie, we have Robert from Canada on the air with us. Robert, welcome. Robert, are you there?
I am here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, 5x5.
Perfect, right on. Thanks so much for taking my call. Vince, I've been a big fan for a while. I love your show. Let's do it up here in Canada whenever I can. Katie, thanks for doing what you're doing, providing information on this electromagnetic radiation. Vince, it's funny you just mentioned about the cell phone. That's the reason I'm calling.
You want me to write you a note?
No, it's okay. I understand where you're coming from, but I consult for an engineering firm here in Calgary, Alberta, and I'm building a cabin. It's 90% complete in rural area of the east coast of Canada. And when I say rural, it's like 3 kilometers, or sorry, 2 miles from the nearest any sort of utility. So it's completely off the grid. Designed it myself from the ground up. I'm going with a 3,000 watt solar array. I got some decent batteries. I just heard your guy on there. I was looking at the Iron Edison, but to get them into Canada right now is just not cost efficient for us. So, but anyway, getting back to the whole cell phone thing, my cabin's off the grid. I'm in the bush, and I do need to have some form of communication, and I don't know how else to do it. At the moment, there's a low cell phone signal there. Like, I'm talking, like, maybe just barely readable by any cell phone device. And I can guess what you guys are going to say. But I don't know. Other than, like, my only solution at the moment is to put up some sort of a booster from Wilson or somebody to increase the cell phone coverage. But what other options do I have for communications?
No. All right, Robert, let's...
Can I, Vincent, can I jump in? Or you have ideas already.
Well, please do. No, well, either one, guys. Yeah, I'd love to hear what you got to say.
Katie, ladies first.
All right, awesome. Thank you. First of all, Richard.
Robert.
Robert, I'm sorry,
that's okay.
Robert. Please check out my new report called Safer Solar Power.
Okay.
It's on my website, which is electronicsilentspring.com.
Yep.
The report is called Safer Solar Power. And then I also want to put your predicament in a big picture. I think in 2009 in the United States, AT&T basically told the FCC that it does not want to maintain landlines. The
right.
Copper wiring is too expensive for them, and it's much cheaper for them to erect more and more cell towers and radiate us from the cell towers and from, you know, let alone from the devices. So, I'm going to assume that the situation is somewhat similar in Canada.
It is. But, sorry, we're like one-tenth of your population, as you know. So we've our cell coverage isn't great, which is probably a good thing, I guess, in terms of radiation. But no, there's parts in here easily where you can go and there's zero coverage, hey, where there should
okay.
be. Like my cabin, like I said, if I was to send you guys a map of it, you'd laugh because the circle around where my cabin is, it's the dead zone. So,
Robert, when we come back, can you stay with us? I've got a couple comments.
Oh, absolutely,
not,
for sure.
Yeah, they're not pleasant. We'll be right back.
Okay.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Katie Singer's with us, and Robert's with us from Canada. And his question is about cell phone boosters. Now, Robert, here's the bad news.
Okay.
You know, I was talking with our daughter, and she said she lives in another state. And she said, yeah, one of her friends... family members has brain cancer.
Yep.
Joe Biden's, Vice President Joe Biden's son just died of brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cochran, brain cancer. Ted Kennedy, brain cancer. And I said to our daughter, you know, you're probably going to find that half of your friends are going to die of brain cancer in your life as a result of all the electromagnetic radiation. Mm-hmm. She happens to work in a for an organization that has lots of microwave communications. They've got access points everywhere. Everybody's got a cell phone. And it's all cumulative. It's additive and it's cumulative. Mm-hmm. So I called Roy Birdsong during the break here. Roy Birdsong is our cell phone instructor here in Missouri. And he's going to do some research for you. But, you know, here's the thing. You want to live in a cabin, which I think is awesome. You want to be away, which is, you know, from a lot of people, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to look at how much you value your health.
Mm-hmm.
Most doctors are, you know, noncommittal when it comes to, you know, these cell phones are dangerous. You know, as a matter of fact, they'll say, well, you know, studies haven't conclusively proven anything, but cancer's going through the roof. So
yeah.
you can know by anecdotal evidence that cancer is on the up, and what's causing it? Well, it's chemicals in the air and electromagnetic radiation and the foods that we eat and, you know, those kinds of things. So
we actually have a lot of new studies showing the relationship between brain cancer increases and cell phone use.
Oh yeah, sure. Guys, I know I'm on the same page for sure.
So here's the answer.
Go ahead, sorry.
Here's the answer. What I would, if you've got satellite radiation coming down on you anyway. So if you just want to be able to communicate with people, are you talking about just getting on the phone and receiving phone calls? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Then all right. Then probably the safest thing would be something like HughesNet, and you know, have the internet delivered from the satellite antenna that you mm-hmm. would have at your cabin.
Yeah.
And then come in with an Ethernet cable. Then you'd have your computer, and you could have Skype, or you could have Vonage, and you could have, you know, communication. But, you know, having a cell phone with you and boosting the, you know, what you're talking about doing is taking the existing electromagnetic radiation
mm-hmm.
and amplifying it. Let me give you an example. I was at a guy's cabin. Well, it's actually a house. And he added timbers from a cabin built in the 1800s to his house. So he has these walls that are timbers thick, which are, let's say, 8 to 10 inches thick. Really great structure. The problem is he has Wi-Fi in his kitchen, but it won't go through the timbers into, we'll call it, his family room, which might be 40 feet away. So what he did was he has this booster to step up the electromagnetic radiation. Now, I was in this room, and it bothered me. I could not stay in that room. Yes, I'm more sensitive than the average guy, but it doesn't mean that it's not affecting everybody that's near there.
That's right.
My concern is that if you boost the signal, you're going to damage your health. So why do that? How important are these phone calls?
The other thing that I would say is, okay, so say you get a Skype system or something for the daytime. If you could unplug everything while you sleep and just let people know that, yep, that is going to shut off your phone service at night and you're just not going to have phone service, you're not going to be reachable while you sleep.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Thanks so much. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Robert, what are your thoughts? I mean, you know all this. What do you think is the best solution based on what your research has told you?
Yeah, I know exactly. And like I said, I've been listening to you guys for a while. And I mean, I know if you actually drill down in your iPhone, and I work for an engineering firm here in town. I have to be in contact at the moment. The cabin is a retreat, a place to go get away, but still, it'll be, hey, we need to get a hold of you. Why aren't you picking up your phone? But no, I mean, if you drill down on your iPhone and you'll see all the, you know, the radiation, it shouldn't be within a couple of mils of contact of skin. And anytime I use my iPhone now, I always used like a hands-free via like the headphones.
Right.
So you keep it away from your brain.
Can you put it on speaker?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah.
And
right on.
I know what else I was going to tell you. Canadians for Safe Technology. The website is c4st.ca. They're based in Toronto, and that would be a wonderful resource for you, Canadians for Safe Technology. And for the United States Americans, I would also say you should check out that website. It's run by Frank Clegg, who's the former president of Microsoft Canada, and he's totally on the page that, you know, we need to be concerned about our health and the radiation emitted by all these devices.
Well, I think you guys just made up my mind on the cell phone booster, because I was on the fence. I needed something. And as for satellite internet here, on the East Coast of Canada anyway, where I'm located, there was one company, but I've been on the phone for the last couple of days, and they had a satellite go down. So at the moment, it's a dark zone, completely dark for satellite internet. I haven't tried Hughes. I don't know if Hughes is in Canada or not. I'll have to double check.
Go ahead. One of the things that I asked Roy Birdsong about on the phone during the break was, I said, Roy, here's what I would want to do if I were Robert. I would want to have some device on my roof that would pick up the cellular signal, because it's there anyway. And then I'd want to bring it down into the cabin via Ethernet cable. That's the plan, in my mind, okay?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of like having that satellite for HughesNet or some kind of satellite.
You would want the satellite stationed in a way so that it's not pointing toward a place that you frequent, such as your kitchen or, a place where you hang out a lot.
Yeah, you'd put on the exterior of the house pointing to whatever. Yeah, on the perimeter, for sure.
But you wouldn't want to have your tea parties out there on the patio or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And the trouble is, like I said, getting back to the whole booster thing. What I made on Dune is just this other company I've been dealing with here in town. They were saying that they will eventually have service again via satellite internet. And since it's basically a vacation retreat for us, but I think I'll just wait, and I'm not going to bother with the cell phone booster, just because I don't like the idea of bathing, my family. I've got a pregnant wife and a toddler at home, and I don't really want to bathe them in extra radiation.
There you go.
Yeah, no, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate your time. One last thing, if I could ask you before you go. I know, Katie, you mentioned your website, and I was just having trouble accessing it here from my work. And I don't know, maybe it's blocked or it's slow traffic because everybody's on there at the moment. But if I could just pick your brain for 2 seconds, I was going to put my solar array on my roof just because I get a ton of snow, and I'm saying a ton. Like, this is eastern Canada. I mean, there's times it could be 20 feet of snow, and that's the only place I think that the panels would actually not. And there's lots of wind, by the way. So on the roof was where I was going to put the panels. The inverter I was going to put on the main level of the house, and I thought I recalled you guys saying the last week or the week before something about radiation from the inverter. Is that possible, or am I dreaming? Did I not hear you guys?
You're not dreaming.
Okay.
So the panels collect sunlight, and then they make DC, direct current electricity, out of the sunlight.
Of course. Yep.
If you want AC from that DC, they've got to go through an inverter. And that process, DC, AC, AC, DC, that generates magnetic fields.
Yeah, okay. So is there a way to mitigate it? Should I put some sort of Faraday cage or some primitive Faraday cage around where my inverter is going to be?
We like your thinking. And that's one step. And then you do also need proper filtering. And ideally, you stay in DC as much as possible. So Vincent is really on this with his lighting, for example. And I think people are going to learn a lot from what he's doing. He's converting his whole kitchen lighting to DC. So you want to stay in DC as much as possible, and think of AC as luxury, additional stuff. But as much as you can, stay in DC.
Well, you guys heard me mention the pregnant wife a little while ago. So I would be okay in my parents' cabin, which is just 300 feet away, which all we have is lights, and that's it. In this cabin, I call it a cabin loosely. I've already got a full-size fridge with the ice maker. Don't laugh and don't judge me. Again, pregnant wife with a dishwasher, washing machine, gas dryer, and so on. So
you
I do need AC,
You can still get a propane refrigerator. Check out Lehmann's, Lehmann's. But dishwashers, you might check for RVs or boats that have DC supplies. And, also, I'm going to recommend that you visit babysafeproject.org. And there's a 7-minute video featuring the head OBGYN at Yale Medical School, Hugh Taylor, and he warns pregnant women and children not to get near cell phones or Wi-Fi, and he explains why, because of the effects on children's behavior. It doesn't show up immediately, but by the time children reach school age, we see really strong increases in behavioral problems when children are exposed in utero.
Yeah.
And one more paper also on my website, electronicsilentspring.com. I don't know what the problem is there. I believe you. I have a report called Calming Behavior in Children with Autism.
Right.
And the recipe is basically keep your Wi-Fi cabled. Quit. You keep your internet access cabled. You don't want wireless internet access.
No, I hear you. Thanks so much, guys.
Robert, I have a link to Katie's website on our website, page one, USA Prepares, and also links to what Katie's talking about, how to turn off your Wi-Fi on your router and on your computers. It's all on the website.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
Well,
you know USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Katie Singer's with us, and her website is electronicsilentspring.com. There's a link on our website, USAPrepares.com, page one. So if you'd like to find Katie Singer, she's right there. Katie, Robert had an interesting question, and Robert looks like he is absolutely attached to being, well, on that tether for his company. They want to talk to him, they want to talk to him when they want to talk to him. And that's a problem if you have a job, right?
Yeah, and I would say most people I know, I mean, that's just reality right now. Because landlines are less and less available. And, I mean, I know people who are, young people who are going to college, and the college campus no longer has landlines available. I could go on and on and on. Young children, kindergartners are being given iPads. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I would say he's part of, planet Earth, right? You know, 2015, planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You're suggesting, yeah. You have something to suggest for him, or?
Well, you know, obviously, my solution was to dump the cell phone.
Yes.
And I'm getting some complaints. I really am. People are saying, "Hey, Vinny, I'm trying to call you, and I can't get, you know, you don't answer the phone." Well, I just figured out that there are 200 instructors at USA Prepares, and if I talk to each one of them for 5 minutes, once a week, that 7 days a week, that's over, like, it's 2.5 hours a day. That's just, I only have 5 minutes for each one. It's in, and that doesn't include that I actually have, you know, a farm. I can't do it. I was, Rich Sheban was trying to call me for about 3 weeks, and I was on the phone with him, and that phone call was interrupted 4 separate times last night. And
by other callers.
Yeah, and you were one of them.
Yeah.
And you know, and so it's not like I'm trying to avoid people, but I actually have to be in some communication because you and I need to talk about, you know, this particular broadcast today. I need to talk to Aaron Dakins about the broadcast this afternoon from 2 to 4, the Bunker Files. So, yeah, we need to be in communication, but you know what? It can take over our lives. I'm not saying that, you know, what you and I were talking about was not important because we're sharing information about this electromagnetic radiation, how dangerous it is.
Okay, but here's where I want to come in. All of those hours that you spent on phone are on a wireless cell phone or a cordless decked landline phone.
Yep.
The more hours you spend, the greater your risk of brain cancer. It's that simple. And one of the things that happens when you use a wireless device and you put it beside your brain is you weaken the blood-brain barrier. It's a protective barrier around the brain that keeps toxins in the blood from getting into the brain. You don't want toxins in your brain. And if you're using a device that emits radiation and you're putting it right beside your head a lot, it actually doesn't take very much time at all to weaken this barrier. Well, you're increasing the chance of toxins getting in there.
Mm-hmm. And I use a landline. You know, I use what you use.
Does it have cord?
Yeah. Okay, absolutely. I don't have a wireless telephone that's decked in the house. We don't have Wi-Fi in the house. And even though we've eliminated all that, we've never had it, right? We've never had Wi-Fi, and we've never had these cordless phones. We did have a cell phone. We dumped that. But even with all of the precautions we've taken, we still have too much electromagnetic radiation. And the appliances that we have, as you've explained, they're not special. They're just like everybody else's. And it's dangerous, so they've got to go. And yes, we have purchased a 1970s vintage stove. Mrs. Finelli said, "Huh, so that's our new stove, huh?" She's looking at this antique.
I love it. I do. I love it.
Katie, we got to do more so we can talk about, you know, well, schedule, and just there's so much to talk about. So many dangers out there. An electronic silent spring. ElectronicSilentSpring.com. Katie Singer.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect.
Okay, thank you so much.
Then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes.
Okay, guy. Thanks so much.
Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.